The BC Office of the Seniors Advocate has published information on 292 publicly funded seniors care homes in the province, including 59 on Vancouver Island. The directory gives information on the number of incidents, medication rates and direct care hours in each facility. We've gone through the data, creating an easy-to-navigate database that will allow you to investigate specific care homes and make comparisons on certain measures, including direct care hours, number of incidents, rate of incidents per 100 beds, percentage of residents diagnosed with depression, percentage of residents taking antipsychotic and antidepressants without a diagnosis. Graphic not working? Try looking at it here. More information on the data. The directory contains a range of information from a variety of sources, including facilities, health authorities, licensing bodies, and the Canadian Institute of Health Information. More detail on sources is available in the document. Care homes on Vancouver Island fall into two categories: those governed by the Hospital Act, and those governed by the Community Care and Assisted Living Act. Island Health has different reporting requirements for each group. The Hospital Act facilities report incidents in a single broad category, serious adverse events, while the CCALA facilities report several types of incidents, including falls, aggression between patients and medication errors.